Stampede Blue. What we talking about? Indianapolis, AFC South. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Topics, loaded like offense. Colt-centric, talk about it often. Stampede Blue, let's air it out.
Welcome back to another Stampede Blue Colts cast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Matt Dainley. Thank you guys for coming back to the show. Just a reminder to make sure that you guys are getting to Stampede Blue on iTunes or any other platform. Give us a rating and review. Big help. Always appreciate that. And, you know, we are here to celebrate the Colts putting an absolute whooping on the Tennessee Titans. The number one scoring defense, or, well, the number one defense in the league in allowing point just got smoked the other night by the Colts, 38-10. Colts have a real big second quarter, putting up 17 points, a touchdown in all three of the other quarters. And, you know, before that final kind of blah-blah touchdown there in the fourth quarter, the Colts were basically blanking the Titans in the second half. You've got to appreciate what the Colts have done with their last, you know, several games. I mean, the Colts have not allowed a sack in the last five games. Andrew Luck is on a torrid pace. Seven games straight with at least three touchdowns? I think that I counted 24 touchdowns over that last seven game stretch. So that is a big help for what the Colts have going for them right now. He was 23 of 29 for 297 yards, three scores, had that big 68 yard touchdown bomb to T.Y. Hilton, and even became a receiver in one of those plays. So quite the strange little contrast there for Andrew Luck. But all in all, I mean, the Colts just put an absolute whooping on them. I mean, you get in the first quarter and you've got them taking control. You get in the second quarter and they're up and they're just building on that lead. And I mean, you've got 24-3 as a halftime score. I mean, this game was never in doubt. The Colts dominated it from the jump, and it was nice to see. I mean, We just didn't see anything that led us to be. You know what? One of the things that really kind of, and I won't even say that it surprised me, but it was just something that you saw that showed that Frank Reich was really thinking throughout this. Ebron didn't have a single target in the game. Eric Ebron, the guy who had been like the Colts' main target. And then you have, you know, of course, that Doyle, he gets himself four targets, all four receptions, 43 yards. Dontrell Inman had a touchdown. T.Y. had two of them receiving. So, I mean, there was a big shift in kind of where the Colts wanted to go with their game plan. What I really liked, I loved that the Colts were blitzing. Eberflus was on it. You know, they tell us this all the time. They're not going to stray from what they typically do. But they blitzed on first down to disrupt the running game. I told you guys that last week. It was going to be important. I'm not trying to be a soothsayer, but tell me I didn't say that. And then we have them blitzing on third down to get after Mariota. And the Colts racked up several sacks, I think five on the day. I mean, you have to like what you saw from the Colts. Tyquan Lewis looks good. I mean, Kamoko Ture looks good. Jabal Sheard looked good. You like to see that. Darius Leonard has another amazing game. The Colts in the secondary look pretty solid. I mean, even without Malik Hooker, there was a few guys out that were legitimately injured. And the Colts dominated this from the jump. There was no doubt about it that the Colts were on this. I mean, Pierre Desir had a pretty nice game with seven total tackles. Obviously, Darius Leonard had seven total tackles. He had a big game. I mean, he had a sack. He had a interception, a forced fumble. I mean, he was his beautiful self again in this one. Kenny Moore had a big game with 10 total tackles, leading the team. You like to see what he brings to the game. I mean, we really saw what we've been talking about for the past several weeks. We've continued to talk about this Colts team being a team who can battle going into the playoff hunt. I mean, look, they are, you know, the Houston Texans stayed pat. They won their game. They're now 7-3. The Colts are two games behind them at 5-5. This is kind of where at least I did. I expected the Colts to be here. But we've talked about this in the past as well. The Colts should legitimately be 7-3 in my eyes. I just don't think that those a couple of these losses that they took early in the season were warranted. I think that they should have beaten the Eagles, and I think that they definitely should have beaten the Texans. The Texans are on a roll right now, so the Colts are going to have to stop them in their tracks, give them a nice punch to the jaw when they meet back up in Houston. But this is something that we, you know, there were so many people at the beginning of the season, guys, that were saying the Colts aren't going anywhere anyways. Well, what would they be doing right now if they were 7-3? You know, if they were 7-3, then Texans would be at best 6-4, because one of those losses was to the Texans. So the Colts right now would be leading the AFC South. After that Texans game, everybody was telling me that the Colts aren't doing anything anyways. Stupid call. Don't be da blah, 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 blah. Look, the Colts are on their P's and Q's right now. Andrew Luck is killing it. The defense has continued to be playmakers over and over again. Quincy Wilson gets an interception as well as Leonard. I mean, this has become something that we should expect from now. I mean, look, you kind of, the first several weeks of the season, you look at it as if the Colts, you know, may be a team that, okay, they're going to get a few of these plays and they're going to make a few plays throughout the season. This is kind of going to be an exciting year for the defense because you're going to see what's being built. Look, they're making plays. They're causing a turnover every single week, every week. Andrew Luck is throwing 3 touchdowns every single week. Andrew Luck is throwing, I mean, he's clipping at 70% completion rate every single week almost. What more could we possibly ask for? T.Y. Hilton finally breaks out with 155 yards receiving. I mean, we should expect this. Dontrell Inman continues to be a big third down target for Andrew Luck. The offensive line continues to be a force against anybody. That was the number one defense in allowed points in the NFL, guys. Okay? That's not slouch. The Colts played several good defenses throughout the first several weeks of the year. We saw it again. You know, everybody wanted to say that the Jaguars weren't a real defense after the Colts smoked them. What are they going to say? Are they going to say that now about the Titans, that they're not that good anyways? I mean, you know, yeah, okay, cool. Marcus Mariota went down the end, you know, whenever he went down. Who cares? He was in when they were getting killed. And Marcus Mariota is literally, I mean, almost like clockwork. He is going to go down at some point in the season. And Andrew Luck is killing it. The Colts are killing it. Frank Reich is killing it. His play calling has been fantastic. The Colts' running game got a little bit back on track. You know, I think they averaged about 4.2 yards per carry before the kneel downs from Jacoby Brissett at the end of the game. But just in general, guys, this team is coming together. We're seeing that Chris Ballard can definitely do his deal when it comes to drafting. We're seeing that Frank Reich was the right coach and is the right coach for this Indianapolis Colts team. And we're seeing, like I said, we're seeing so many facets of this game. Look at special teams even. We saw Chester Rogers return a punt. If it wasn't for a stupid hold, then that is a score. Now, the Colts did put points on the board anyways. But that's a touchdown on special teams. We have not seen that this year. Okay, everything's coming together at the right time. I mean, look, you may want to look at like week 12, week 13 for them to really get hot. And that might be, you know, the best time. But man, we're post-bye. We're losing guys and they're still playing good. We don't know, you know, necessarily about what the deal is with Ryan Kelly, how long he's going to be out. I mean, they can say whatever they want, but we really don't know how long he's going to be out. A lot of these guys, look, we've still got a solid offensive line. Evan Bame, I think, is going to do just fine if he has to play. I'm not too worried about anything with that offensive line because they've been coaching these guys up all year. All year. We lost Matt Slauson. You throw in Glowinski. He's killing it. You throw in Braden Smith at right tackle. He's killing it. It's the coaching. The coaching has been phenomenal this year. This is something we haven't been able to say in a long time. Okay, taking a quick break here. Tell you guys about TickPick. We've got a great deal for you guys. you have to use this promo code. Let me tell you about them, guys. The amazing app to buy tickets to any game, concert, or other event. If you're looking for tickets to this week's game and you want to know exactly what you're going to pay for those tickets, like I do, then TickPick and their amazing and simple app is right up your alley. The TickPick app is extremely easy to use, and best of all, there are absolutely no surprises at checkout. Listen, you find the game, find the seats that you want, and you're all set. Think StubHub without any fees. You get the same tickets, same seller, but absolutely zero fees. You save 10 to 15% on every ticket order, and get this, for you guys, they are offering an amazing offer of $15 off any single order over $99 through the end of the season. All you have to do is enter SB Colts as your gift code at checkout. This isn't a sign-up only offer either, guys, so if you've already got the app and you've already been buying tickets on TickPick, you're good to go. You're still going to get this fantastic offer. Not only do I use TickPick, but I approached them and wanted to get the word out about this company because it was so stinking easy. And nobody likes to find the seats they want, then get that smack in the face at checkout of another $35 to $50 in fees being added. I will never use another ticket app again. It's very user-friendly, and you get the same great tickets with lightning-quick ticket transfers. Remember, that's TickPick, and use the gift code SBCOLTS to save yourself $15 on any order over $99, not including shipping. Go to TickPick and take advantage of this crazy offer today. 100% verified Colts tickets without any fees. Okay, now we're going to continue to talk about this playoff picture, guys, because there are so many teams right now sitting at 5-5 that I think the Colts are better than. This is just the way it's going to be. Dolphins are 5-5, okay, in the AFC. I mean, there's some clear divisional winners, right? But you've got the Ravens and the Bengals. In my opinion, the Bengals should have absolutely been a win for the Colts this year. And then you've got the Colts and the Titans also at 5-5. Colts obviously have the upper hand on the Titans there. But man, you've got the Jaguars all the way down at 3-7. You've got several teams, you know, like the Broncos are at 4-6. A couple other teams are at 3-7. There aren't really any, you know, they're not a challenge right now. The Bills and Jets are not going to win as many games as they should, or as they would have to win this year in order for them to get into the playoff picture. The Colts do face off against the Dolphins. And I think that you can legitimately say that they can beat the Texans. That gives them a game. I just don't think that the Texans are as good as everybody is saying they are. Yes, they're hot. Yes, they're hot. But the Colts, in my opinion, are a legitimately better team. I mean, they have outscored everybody. I mean, they have scored the Titans and the Jaguars by more than 100 points this year. I mean, that is a ton. Don't get me wrong. They've given up 249, which is by far the most in the division as well. But even the Texans, they're 50 points ahead of them. Okay, or 60 points, sorry. So they are the scoring team in the AFC South. I mean, there are, what, two teams in the AFC who have scored more points than the Colts this year. That is the Chiefs and the Steelers. And the Steelers have only scored one more point than the Colts. The Colts are a hot offense. They are a very opportunistic defense. This combination, I'm going to say it. I think that this combination really, and I've said it before even, really reminds me of the 2006 Indianapolis Colts where they went on that run for the Super Bowl. No, I don't necessarily think that the Colts are Super Bowl contenders. I do think that they could really make a push in the AFC, up through maybe the divisional round if they just get in the playoffs. They're dangerous, guys. They've got a quarterback right now in Andrew Luck who's not only probably the shoe-in for the comeback player of the year, but he is, I mean, look, I don't think he would win the MVP, but he's legitimately in the race. Okay, I mean, they've got a defensive rookie of the year candidate that I think should be the pick, just my opinion. But they've got, man, the offensive rookie of the year, in my opinion, who would be Quentin Nelson. I mean, if they were going to give it to a lineman, I mean, they've got so many things working for them right now. The Colts aren't dropping passes aside from Nyheim Hines. You know, he's kind of gotten the yips again. Not that big of a deal, though. It hasn't been a major issue. It's been a couple in the past couple games. But the running game, I mean, look at Jordan Wilkins. I mean, he racks off an 18-yard touchdown run the week before. He ripped off a 53-yard run, not for a touchdown, but a big, big run. I mean, the Colts have some weapons. They have some pace. They've got intelligent game planning going on right now, and you've got to love it. I mean, the Colts are as dangerous as any team in the AFC, as far as I'm concerned. Because, I mean, look, could the Colts hang with the Patriots if they played them again? Yes, I think so. There's nobody in the AFC East, in my opinion, that the Colts couldn't beat other than maybe the Patriots on a bad day. Okay? I think the Chiefs are legitimately one of the best teams in the NFL right now. I think the Colts could face off against anybody the rest of the way through the AFC South. I think they could beat the Chargers, Broncos, and Raiders. Obviously, they've done the Raiders. I think that the Colts could give the Steelers a battle because the Steelers are so up and down. Their record says kind of, you know, that they're one of the best teams in the conference or in the division or the conference, I'm sorry. But I just don't know that they're one of the best all-around teams around right now. They're very good. But the Colts could beat the Ravens, in my opinion. I think that they should have beaten the Bengals. I think that they should have beaten the Texans. I mean, there are just so many teams that the Colts have to play that I think they could beat. I mean, look, the Redskins right now are leading the NFC East, and the Colts slaughtered them. Okay? You go to the Rams, they're legitimately a really good team. I think the Seahawks are underrated. But you've got the Bears who are hot right now. The Vikings, Packers, and Lions all kind of look like crap. The Saints, they're legit, most definitely. The Panthers have been very, very good when they've been good. But the Falcons, they're 4-6. I mean, look, are you telling me that none of those teams that have an opportunity to make it to the Super Bowl, that the Colts couldn't really kind of, you know, throw it at them? I don't know. I just think that the Colts could do some real damage once they get in. And I think that there's a legitimate case for them if they can just get into the playoffs, because the Colts right now are as hot as anybody. Their coach is as hot as anybody. I was excited to see that the Colts got T.Y. involved early. Two catches on the first three plays from scrimmage, and I thought that that was important. You could see that that was definitely a focus for them the rest of the way out. I thought that the Colts, the pressure that they were able to bring in, the Colts got four sacks throughout the first half. I thought that it was important that the Colts were able to get that fifth one. They had eight tackles for loss also on the day. Like I said, Leonard has been fantastic. I really think he's the defensive MVP through 10 games. And the Colts offense is just booming right now. This is something that I think that every team had better take notice of right now if you're not the Colts. Because the Colts are coming. The Colts have a beneficial schedule, in my opinion, throughout the rest of the season. And the Colts are really, I mean, heavy AFC South. Yes, they have to play the Jaguars again, who are dangerous. I mean, their record at 3-7 does not mean that they are not dangerous. They do have to play the Texans again, who beat them the last time, but the Colts should have beat them, and I think they'll beat them the second round. Looking at the Titans, that defense could do a lot of different things to a bad day from Andrew Luck. No doubt about it. But I still think you've got three AFC South games. You've got the Giants and the Dolphins. And I think that probably, honestly, the team who's playing the best that they have to play against right now, aside from the Texans, is probably Dallas. And Dallas has not been great throughout the season. They are getting, I mean, they're winning games now. But there's a lot, man, look, guys, there's a lot of wins left in that rest of that season. There's a lot of wins left out there. And I think that the Colts have the right coach. They've got the right makeup. They've got the right locker room. This is a dangerous, dangerous team. I've been very, very positive about the Colts in the past couple weeks. They're sitting at 500 right now, and you wouldn't normally get me doing that because I'd probably be a little bit more reserved. But there's a lot going for them right now, and I think that the Colts are probably one of the teams in the NFL right now that should be scaring a lot of teams. If Andrew Luck's not scaring you, there are some opportunities for a lot of other people to scare you. You're not getting a sack on Andrew Luck right now. You're going to be facing a team that wants to run the ball and then has a really solid game plan to be able to get a few breakout runs. You've got a defense that is going to turn you over. They are going to turn you over during the game. you better hope it's not in a major point in the game or you're going to lose. That's a fact. The Colts have turned over every single team they've played this year. It's going to happen. And I'm excited about it. I just can't. I mean, look, I shouldn't be here right now as far as being excited about this team. All the way around. It's a fun defense. It's an opportunistic defense. It's not a great defense. They've got some holes, without question. But they've got so much going for them right now. A lot of people are looking ahead saying the 2019-2020 Colts are going to be the real team to watch out for. Yeah, that makes sense. But I'm telling you, right now, this team has everything going for them. They've got the chemistry to build on. And they've got the quarterback and the head coach. And they've got a fun defense that is throwing the speed and energy out there every single week. I'm just telling you guys, don't be surprised if the Colts win five of their, you know, last several games. I just feel like they could win five of their last eight. Five of their last seven. And I just feel that they have a lot left going for them. Five of the last six. I'm terrible at numbers. Anyways, I do think that the Colts can get into the playoffs. And if they do get into the playoffs, I will pick them. I don't care who they play either. I will pick them in the wild card round to win if they get into the playoffs. Absolutely. Because I don't know if they got enough to keep up with the Texans. They're going to have to hope that the Texans have a couple bad games, including, you know, beating them when they face off again. So I don't necessarily think the Colts will absolutely win the AFC South, but I do think that the Colts will get in and they'll win in their first game. Whether it's a wild card or not, even if they do win the division. So that's where I'm at, guys. I mean, look, there's not a lot to talk about this game because the Colts just put the whooping on the Titans, and it was so fun to watch. But we've got another week. We've got another opponent. We'll talk about them in film room here in the next couple days. We'll get as much information out to you guys as possible. Thank you guys all for listening. Make sure that you guys are going to Stampede Blue for all your Indianapolis Colts news and analysis. I will talk to you next time right here on the Colts Cast. Stampede Blue.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.